The Medieval Travelling Salesman by Peter Donker. Imagine what could happen to a Greek merchant from Byzantium in the early 14th century wanting to explore trading opportunities in northern Italy. Leaving his metropolis on the 1st of December 1300, after a long sailing trip, he arrives in Venice at the beginning of January. 2 weeks later, he succeeds in closing a deal with the Venetian merchants. It would be recorded as the 15th of January, 1299. In Genoa, he meets an imprisoned man who tells him wonderful stories from his lifetime travels in the East, Marco Polo. Impressed, he wants to see more of the world and sets off for Barcelona, where his arrival is recorded as the 15th of February, 1300. A week later, he leaves for Paris and arrives in the city on the 15th of March, 1299. Since London is not so far away, he decides to cross the Channel to have a look over there, where he arrives on New Year's Day, the 25th of March, 1300. But London was a much smaller city than Paris at that time, so, a bit disappointed, he returns to Paris, where he arrives on the 7th of April, 1299. Just in time for the Easter and New Year's festivities of the 10th of April. In Paris, he extends his trading relations and is granted a loan by Italian bankers who believe in his plans. Much satisfied, he returns home and arrives in Byzantium on New Year's Eve, the 31st of August, 1300. In 7 months, he has celebrated 3 times New Year's Day. Note, in 1299-1300, New Year was celebrated in Byzantium on the 1st of September, in Barcelona on the 25th of December, in Paris, with Easter, on the 10th of April, 1300, and in London on the 25th of March, which explains the bizarre chronology in his travel diary.